I try my best to get some form of tower deck reproducing Jesse, but in the end, the game wasn't to be. The main issue was finding just the right size of grid for the game. I tried all manner from tiny light tower deck to larger Marex 9 grids to even huge 32x2 grids. The main issue with the gameplay is that once you spark the pre-generated alternative grid path, it becomes alarmingly easy to follow to the goal. This is alarmingly similar to the game alternating maze and becomes much more evident when played in an arcade game style environment. I think it needs something else added to the gameplay, and I can't quite bring myself to go. Oh, and there's moving spikes to avoid for the 7 millionth time. So what else? I'm not sure, but I think I need to come up with something new and original this week. Or maybe next week at this rate, what will that new thing be? I can only hope that I figure that out soon, as the weekend's already here. Best to get some form of tower deck reproduced in Jesse, but in the end, the game wasn't to be. The main issue was finding just the right size of grid for the game. I tried all manner from tiny like tower deck to larger 9x9 grids to even huge 32x2 grids. The main issue with the gameplay is that once you spot the pre-generated alternative grid path, it becomes alarmingly easy to follow to the goal. This is alarmingly similar to the game alternating maze and becomes much more evident when played in arcade game style environment. It needs something else added to the gameplay, and I can't quite bring myself to go. Oh, and there's moving spikes to avoid for the 7 millionth time. So what else? I'm not sure, but I think I need to come up with something new and original this week. Or maybe next week at this rate, what will that new thing be? I can only hope that I figure that out soon, as the weekend's already here. Hark to a J. So what else? I'm not sure, but I think I need to come up with something new and original this week. Or maybe